Meter can be quite a complicated idea to get your head around, especially if you're not used to reading a lot of poetry. For English speakers, the most familiar meter is probably iambic pentameter. Pentameter refers to the number of metrons, more commonly called feet, which are the individual units of the meter. In this case, there are 5 feet, as the pent part of pentameter indicates. Iambic refers to the type of foot. In the case of English, an iamb is constructed of 1 unstressed and 1 stressed syllable, dadum, as in above or delay. The meter can be noticed particularly clearly in Shakespeare's sonnets. For example, "Shall I compare thee to a summer's day?" Or, "My mistress' eyes are nothing like the sun." As I recite those lines, you can hopefully hear that every other syllable is stressed in a pattern of 5 feet. This stressed and unstressed form of meter is called accentual meter. Meter in ancient Greek is slightly different because it uses long and short syllables rather than stressed and unstressed syllables. So in Greek poetry, an iamb would be 1 short and 1 long syllable. This is called quantitative meter. The metrical system of the Iliad, and indeed of all heroic epic poetry, is called dactylic hexameter. You may be able to deduce that the word hexameter indicates that there are 6 feet to a line. Dactylic refers to the type of foot, which is constructed of 1 long and 2 short syllables, dumdiddle. The name comes from the Greek word dactylos, meaning finger, because the finger from the knuckle to the tip is composed of 1 long and 2 short bones. Dactylic hexameter is often considered to be the most grandiose and formal type of meter, though its success as a meter for epic is because of the way it seems to drive the narrative along and create a flowing style. In dactylic hexameter, the first 5 feet are usually dactyls, while the 6th foot has only 2 syllables, often 1 long and 1 short, called a trochee, or 2 long, called a spondee. Classical dactylic hexameter is quite a flexible meter, though, and any of the first 4 dactyls can be freely replaced with a spondee. The 5th dactyl can occasionally be replaced with a spondee, though in Homer, the 5th foot remains a dactyl 95% of the time. In Homeric poetry, word breaks often occur in the middle of feet. So the first 2 words of the Iliad, meninaede, take up 1.5 feet. If I recite the first line of the Iliad slowly, hopefully you can hear the distinction between the feet. Meninaede thea peleia dio achilleos. You might have been able to hear that there was a change in the middle of the line. The 3rd foot has been replaced with a spondee. So in the first line of the Iliad, we have 2 dactyls, meninaedethe, 1 spondee, ape, 2 more dactyls, leiadioaki, and a final spondee, leos. If you go back and listen to the Greek recording again now, you may be able to begin to hear the meter in the opening of the Iliad.